creating mini money managers. That is the goal of the Kidonomics series, a resource for parents who want to teach their young kids about money. It was developed by Dr. Radha Maharaj, a professor at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hello there.
Hi.
What was the goal behind the Kidonomics series? Books are hard. Why would you want to write a book? It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun as well, at least for me. And it took a long time, actually, to get to this point to write for kids, because it's a difficult and a different process writing for children. But, you know, the premise behind the book is teaching the behavioral traits which are necessary for effective money management as kids grow older. And this is something I wanted to do ever since I left university. But it took me a number of years later and two kids and a diploma in early childhood education to figure out how to reach children or how to speak to children for that matter.
Why did you decide to focus on such young kids? Because there's lots of material out there for older kids, for young adults, but 0 to 7, that's a whole different game.
Well, two reasons. The first is developmentally. So research has shown, I mean, there's copious amounts of research that has shown that a child's social and cultural environment in that age range is crucial for their future development. This is when they learn how to think and develop personality and specific habits. And secondly, younger kids, like 10, 15 and stuff like that, they still have a notion of what coins and notes and coins are. But more and more, as technology advances, we're becoming disconnected with actual money. So that psychological pain of, you know, parting with cash and knowing where it comes from and seeing it dwindle in your wallet as you spend, you know, sometimes unnecessarily, kids are not experiencing that anymore. And I think it's even more important now to start training them with the right behavior before they even see the notes and coins or even understand what they mean.
Can you give us some examples of what you're trying to teach at that age?
So what first of all, the series is in three parts. The books are the first level. It's in three books. So three main concepts, which is like the trifecta of good financial acumen or developing good financial acumen. So in the first book, it's called A Shopping Adventure. And in that book, they learn a fundamental thing that everybody must know, regardless of your age in finance. And that is, do you know the difference between a need and a want? So for children, it's important that they understand what a need is and what a want is and be able to tell the difference and implement the difference. So in that book, the first book, they learn the difference between need and want, and then they learn how to make a decision. The second book works on delayed gratification, giving up something now to have something else later. And the final book is, now that you've learned all these skills and you've saved all this money, how are you going to use it wisely? How are you going to get the best bang for your buck? So it's all about prioritizing. And I don't use the word budget per se, but it's all about, you know, you have this amount of money and you need to use it. How are you going to use it wisely to, like, maximize your benefit? So that's how it's set up for now. We have actually other books that are coming out in the series that this is the foundation. So we teach them the rules and then we teach them how to tweak the rules, because it's not just about, you know, saving all your money or just getting things that you need. It's about striking that balance between having money and enjoying it as well.
One of the biggest differences on personal finance versus so many of the other life skills that we teach our kids is the importance of repetition. My 7-year-old can now tie her shoelaces. So she practiced and now she can, and that's done. She's got that for the rest of her life. But knowing the difference between needs and wants is something that we have been talking about, working on since she was born. And I bet it's going to be a conversation for her for the rest of her life, as it is for most of us who live in a consumer culture, and you look at it and you're like, I actually think I need that cookie or I may well die.
I know exactly. Like, I've had a lot of arguments with preschoolers because I go out to the schools a lot. A lot of the Montessori schools, because I just have a background in Montessori training. But I go out to a lot of the schools and I have the best arguments with 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds who think, well, I'm just ridiculous for even suggesting such a thing that they have to choose, right?
Yeah. Now, how do you include in the world today? You know, we're both parents. Social media, the consumer culture that kids live in, the instant gratification for almost everything, Netflix on demand, Amazon's delivery, all that stuff. How do we as parents counteract that, or at least slow it down or reduce the influence?
I think this is why, and I think more, when I first had the idea for this book, we didn't have such a proliferation of social media. It wasn't such a big issue. But now, more than ever, we have to start early. Start early. And these skills that you learn at this foundation stage with TKS, that's an acronym for the Kidnomics series, TKS, it's transferable skills. You understand? So you have to be able to, you know, I did this with my own two girls. And, well, it worked for them. And now sometimes I'm under scrutiny.
What are you spending there, Mom? You don't need that.
But I've been told, it's like, do you really need to go out for coffee? You know it's better to make it at home. Right. You know what's going in it. So I get the speech now. But I've been doing this with my kids because it's naturally what I do really early on.
Yeah.
And I've taken the time, and it's a lot of work for parents because if it's not a thing that you do for yourself, you have like a two-edged sword there because one is that you have to learn it for yourself and have to be in that mindset to be able to teach it to kids.
One of the hot spots for kids is being in stores, which they do less and less, I guess, now as we shop online, but they'll be online. They're exposed to all these things that they can want. How have you handled that with your own kids, being in an environment where there is so much to want?
Well, the thing is, I'm lucky in the sense that I have been giving them that option. It's not that they can't have stuff. So you got to be able to teach kids you can get something, but you have to prioritize. And it's all about making things important and not so important and things you can wait for later. So if a child naturally has that, and, you know, you start with simple things like with food, you can wait for the cookie after you have your veggies. You know, it's simple things like that. You start inculcating that kind of mentality and a behavior because they're going to be inundated with tons of information, tons of products, tons of ads from every level. And it's very difficult for them, you to monitor each one. But if you start at the core and they have this idea, their default setting, basically, what we're trying to do is have a default setting for the kids, as it were, that, okay, I can look at all of these things, but they're not so important. And if I had to get one, you know, there's a certain priority checklist that I must go through. And this is something for my girls, they know if it's a necessity. So we start with that basic thing. Is it really something that you need, or can you live without it? Mm-hmm. Right? That's the first premise that you start with. And then if it's something that you actually need, then we move on to perhaps it's a price point. And then we look for differentiation in terms of product and quality. And then if it's a matter of quality, we're based buying something on quality, then the price is, you know, within a certain range. We don't look at the price. We look at the quality or functionality or something like that. So it's a multi-level stage that parents can train their children offline for.
What is your approach on allowance?
Yeah, so I just started in the last year or two giving an allowance just so that they can start practicing and feeling the pain of parting and saving, or the gratification of saving, right? So I don't think little kids under 10 can really appreciate the value of an allowance. Although sometimes when I hear them, the six-year-old argue with me, I can understand. Sometimes they know more about money than you do sometimes. Mm. But practically speaking, I think a child 10 years and above having an allowance, and it's not an allowance for chores. It's just that they understand this is money that you've been given to use for your benefit, however you see fit. And what I encourage my kids to do is that whatever they get, they have three jars: a save, share, and spend. So they can choose wherever they want to use that money. It's up to them. So that gives them that ability to make decisions and choices and, you know, kind of learn how to navigate those kinds of issues. So how much are you going to save out of that $10? Or how much are you going to who are you going to give charity to? Or what are you going to use the other bits for? Or are you going to save all of it?
I actually think kids younger than 10 absolutely can learn from allowance. We started Abby on it at 6, and it's been amazing to see how she budgets not just physical money, but also tickets to a fun fair. because she knows there's a limited amount and she needs to make trade-offs. So I think that the earlier the better. And we've got a four-compartment piggy bank that adds another category in addition to the one that you mentioned, investing. So with investing, she's starting to learn compound interest, because when the loonie goes into investing, a nickel goes in there too. And the longer she leaves it in there, a dime goes in, and then a quarter goes in, and then 50 cents goes in. So I'm trying to teach her the magic of compound interest. So much, so much for kids to learn and parents to try and teach too. Dr. Radha Maharaj, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was great being here and talking with you.
Dr. Radha Maharaj is a professor at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, and she is the force behind the Kidonomics series of books.